Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your corporate pension is with Zurich. Zurich Corporate Pensions. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
You can text 51551. The Taoiseach Simon Harris has said he expects his prediction that Ireland can build 250,000 new homes between 2025 and 2030 to be in the revised government targets in the autumn. Speaking at a Housing for All update this morning, he said, in his view, to not lift our scale of ambition would be very underwhelming for people living in box rooms across the country. He said he believes a 250,000 new homes by 2030 figure is the ballpark figure that he expects. We're joined now by Cian O'Callaghan, who's Social Democrats housing spokesperson, and Senator Mary Fitzpatrick, Fianna Fáil's housing spokesperson. You're both very welcome indeed to the programme. Can I come to you, Cian O'Callaghan, first of all, because close to 40,000 new homes will be delivered this year, the Taoiseach Simon Harris said earlier today, and this follows his promise at the Fine Gael Ordesh to fix housing for once and for all. Would you not accept that he's moving in the right direction here?
I think the issue here is that there's been a consensus for a number of years that we need at least 50,000 new build homes each and every year. And still at this point, the government haven't updated their housing targets, even though there's widespread acceptance that that's what's needed. So, you know, for the government towards the end of their office to say, well, we're going to revise the targets towards the actual need, you know, it's very late in the day. We're in the middle of a housing crisis. It's having a huge effect on people in a whole myriad of ways. Mm-hmm. So that's a very late and tardy response in terms of updating the housing figures that are needed.
We've known about the 50,000 target for a few years. You're only revising it now.
Look, I think, thanks Cormac for having me on, and I think most of your listeners will be tired of hearing the opposition describe the problem and come forward with absolutely no solutions. What is very plain for everybody to see is that the plan that Fianna Fáil put in place, the Housing for All plan, has within the short 3 years already seen more than 100,000 new homes be built. It has seen hundreds and thousands of vacant homes right across the country.
But the point the Keane is making is not the 50,000 that's required.
The fact is that Cian has no plan.
He's not in a position to criticise. Okay, you can make that point, but you can answer his question first of all. We've known about the 50,000 per annum target for a number of years, he says, and that's not something you've delivered. Can you explain why?
What Cian does know as well is that all of the targets have to be evidence-based, and he knows that the data for the evidence to increase the targets is being analysed by the ESRI, and he also knows that the ESRI haven't released their report. He does know that the government has given a commitment to revise the targets formally, although anecdotally and colloquially they have been recognised by everybody, most quickly and firstly by those in government who actually have put their shoulder to the wheel.
Okay, so are you saying that
plan,
unofficially
can I just
50,
finish my point?
Was the target?
But it's very important because maybe
you're saying to Cian, maybe it wasn't the official target 50,000, mm-hmm. but everybody knew in government who was working this that it was. So you were working towards it. Is that what you're saying?
What I'm saying is that everybody in government knows that the targets were never caps. They were targets to be exceeded. They were never a cap. And we all accepted and everybody recognised that mm-hmm. from when this government put Housing for All in place, that we set minimum targets to be achieved. And we all accepted that the data it was based on was going to be updated, and it will be updated, and those revised targets will be released in June.
Can I put that to you, Cian? What about it's a reality, never a cap, but the context was supply and labour and everything else.
Well, I think the idea in given the situation that we're in terms of housing, you know, record homelessness, record rents, such a huge number of adults living in their childhood bedrooms, the idea that a minimum targets approach is okay, I don't accept that. And the idea that we need to wait for an ESRI study for the government to actually accept reality and put in place targets that meet the need and the demand there. I don't accept
Mary
that.
Mary says they're not waiting
either.
Nobody's waiting, and actually the only people who aren't accepting reality are those in opposition. Those who continue to prevaricate and to prevent the building of new homes. It is totally unacceptable that there are far too many people still waiting to have their own home. But what Kean and all of those in opposition failed to accept is that the plan that was put in place has built in the 3 years more than 100,000 homes, that every week 500 first-time buyers are buying their own home, that 1,000 new homes commenced construction every week this year alone. If they really took the problem seriously, if they really cared about the person who is homeless or the person who is stuck in their parents' back bedroom, they would actually get behind the plan and they would ensure that all of the resources that are available in this state are used to accelerate the delivery of the plan instead of blocking it.
Or come up with a better one. That's the challenge.
Yeah, well, I'll give you one proposal, which I think the government should be doing, is their housing budget and their allocations to meet their social and affordable housing targets. They should actually spend their budget to do that. So since this government's taken office, more than €1 billion in the capital budget that was available to build social and affordable homes was not spent or was reallocated elsewhere or was given back to the Exchequer. So that's the first thing the government should do. They haven't actually met any of their social and affordable housing targets any year since they've taken office. But so,
why would they get behind that plan, Mary?
So Kean, of course, is being very selective there in how he's articulating the progress that is being made. No, it's not true, because every year the budget, the allocated budget, went from less than 500 million a year to over 4 billion a year. And while all of the capital spend may not have been used by each of the local authorities within the calendar year, it's not as if the funds were sent back. It's not as if
there was hundreds of millions sent back to the Exchequer unspent.
If I can finish, Kean, you know that projects didn't stop and projects weren't abandoned. They continued and the funding was carried over and it was used in the next calendar year. And most importantly, I suppose, this is a plan that continues to use the local authorities and the approved housing bodies to increase housing supply and to increase affordability.
Okay, you always say that, but
Kean would scrap.
Yeah, fundamentally, the point Kean and the opposition generally is making is that you're not meeting your social and affordable targets, your own targets. Now, Ona Brin said today, there's no update on the number of social, affordable rental or affordable purchase homes delivered in the first quarter of this year. Can you give me that update?
Yeah, they're there on page one and page two of the documents. I'm not sure what Owen couldn't read there. But I mean,
have you met the targets?
The minister said himself at the press conference that the local authorities didn't exceed the targets for their social and affordable homes.
Exceeding is no problem, but if you don't meet your own targets,
it is a problem, and it's a recognised issue, and it was a capacity issue. And to be fair, that's why the supports have been given. It means that the local authorities didn't have the capacity to build as many homes as they were funded to build.
So if you're increasing the targets and you can't meet the lower targets, where does it leave the increased targets?
It's not a binary process, Cormac. What happens is that it's a continually evolving process whereby resources are continuously being applied, capacity is continuously being increased, and that's why we are seeing.
If I can just finish
and say that the capacity increases that are being achieved by the local authorities, by the Land Development Agency, by the approved housing bodies, they are all to be commended and supported, and they don't need politicians talking down their efforts. They need politicians to support them, not to prevent them from making progress, but to support them, to encourage them and to resource them.
Stop talking down the efforts, Kean.
Well, listen, I want to talk up the efforts of people who are providing much needed housing. I met with a housing association, a not-for-profit organisation this morning that provides about 1,000 social homes a year. And they were saying they could double that if the government would actually help them with their financing difficulties that they have, that the financing model is becoming unworkable. And they were saying that other not-for-profit housing associations like them could actually double what they're doing in terms of social and affordable homes if the government would look at the proposals that they're putting forward. Now, given that the targets aren't being met every year, I don't see why the government won't work with them in terms of getting that sorted and why that isn't a top priority for them to do that. And just to Mary made a point saying that the funding was always carried over. In fact, since this minister has taken office, hundreds of millions of euro in his budget, capital budget, has been returned to the Exchequer because he exceeded the maximum amount that you're allowed to carry over into next year.
Well, so maybe he would say, it's not for me to talk, but that more and more money was provided than ever before. Maybe that's part of the reason.
We have, in terms of our housing situation, we've never had such a crisis in terms of the affordability levels, the amount of people who are homeless. So
can I just come back on that? Because it's Mary, a really valid point
maybe
in terms
of
the affordability.
James's question and tip is, you mentioned affordable housing there.
Yeah.
Can you ask Mary, what is the price of an affordable home, says James and tip?
Well, it really depends on where you're buying, James, where you're buying the affordable home. I mean, affordable homes in some counties have started at 200,000, in others 250,000.
What is it in your own neck of the woods in North Dublin?
So out in North Dublin, they're about 260 they started at in Dúnemer. But the reality of it is, it depends on what you're talking about. Are you talking about a one-bedroom apartment? Are you talking about a three-bedroom home?
Can I
just make the point? Because I think this will be better for your listeners.
What's better for the listeners is to see if they can afford the affordable homes that are being built.
Yeah.
And some say they can't.
They can't. And there is a reason for that. Like, affordability is driven by the cost of actually building homes. And everyone knows that construction inflation has massively increased in the last number of years. And that has driven a very significant viability challenge in terms of bridging the gap between the cost of building homes and what people can afford to buy. And that's where this plan not only is increasing supply, but is actually increasing affordability. It's providing a subvention for the purchaser up to 100,000 euros to make homes more affordable, as well as providing a direct subvention to local authorities and approved housing bodies of up to 150,000 to make homes more affordable.
Okay.
So they're real interventions, all of which the opposition would scrap, that have helped tens of thousands of people already buy their own home and afford their own home.
We'll have to leave it there.
No, he would scrap them, unfortunately.
Okay, well, I'm sure he would reject that. He wouldn't scrap all of it. Anyway, we'll leave it there for a moment. Mary Fitzpatrick of Fianna Fáil, thank you. Kian O'Callaghan of the Social Democrats, thank you very much as well. You can text us to 51551.